This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A day after a mortar attack on a Baghdad prison killed 22 inmates, a series of car bombings shook the southern city of Basra. Scores of people have been killed. The explosions targeted police stations in Basra, but among the dead were several schoolchildren passing by in a minivan at the time of the explosions. Elsewhere, there has been more violence in Fallujah, west of Baghdad, raising questions about a peace agreement reached earlier in the week between American commanders and city leaders. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
The U.S. military says more than three dozen Iraqi insurgents attacked Marines in Fallujah, setting off fierce gun battles. As part of the agreement, the Americans have demanded insurgents and foreign fighters surrender their heavy weapons, but so far there's no sign of that happening. In response, the Marines have halted a key commitment on their side, the return of Fallujah residents to the city. Marines say they found several stockpiles, suggesting to them the insurgents are hiding weapons for future use. U.S. commanders have expressed skepticism that the civic leaders, while well-intentioned, can deliver on their pledges. U.S. officials continue to warn time is running out. Dr. Hajim Al-Hassani, a businessman who returned to Iraq after 25 years in the States, helped broker the shaky truce. He's now a leader of the Iraqi Islamic Party, a moderate Sunni group.
If we're going to fail in Fallujah, we're going to have bigger problems. We're going to have another Fallujah in Ramadi. We're going to have another Fallujah in Abu Ghraib, another Fallujah in Baghdad, and another Fallujah in Mosul. It's going to spread all over Iraq.
By inflicting collective punishment on the city, Hassani says the U.S. has turned many against the U.S., and he urges American officials to be patient. The agreement calls for the reestablishment of Iraqi security forces, most of whom simply evaporated after U.S. attacks. But with little confidence in the local Iraqi forces, the Marines are insisting on joint American-Iraqi patrols. Hassani warns this could be explosive.
I still think, you know, it would be a mistake for Americans tomorrow ride their Humvees into the city, even though we agreed on this thing. But we need to give some time for the people to heal their wounds, you know. So there are people, they lost their family, you know. I know a family that there's only one person left in the family.
Hassani also criticizes the U.S. for bringing in a special Iraqi unit drawn from militias outside Fallujah. The senior U.S. spokesman here has lavished praise on the 36th Battalion, citing its distinguished performance. But Hassani says the presence of pro-American Kurdish forces in the Sunni Arab heartland is creating a time bomb.
We're going to create some kind of hatred between the Arabs and the Kurds. And some people, you know, who lost their families, they said, you know, once they have access to go out of the city, they're going to go to the Kurdish area and start fighting the Kurds.
The ceasefire agreement doesn't address the roots of the problem, which Hassani says must also be dealt with. He says the Sunni area has suffered a form of political collective punishment because of its ties to the Saddam regime.
Anbar area is one of the largest province in Iraq. They don't have representative, you know. Dissolving army affected these regions more than other regions. De-Ba'athification, it was a big problem, you know, in the city.
On this, some senior U.S. military officers agree. They've long privately argued locking out thousands of professional Iraqis and former military officers has only fueled resentment. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.